This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Tropical storm Hillary made landfall over the Baja California Peninsula Sunday, pelting the region with intense rain and heading toward the U.S. southwest, where forecasters warn of life-threatening and catastrophic flooding. Eugenie Adler, a resident of California, expressed concern over the approaching storm.
I'm afraid people might die.
One man died in the Mexican state of Baja California Sur when a family of five was swept away into the sea after crossing a stream. That's according to a Mexican official who also shared images of flooding and roads that were swept away in the area. U.S. President Joe Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Maui on Monday to assess the impact of wildfires that have reduced parts of the Hawaiian archipelago to smoldering ash. We hear now from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
What started as a brush fire quickly escalated amid a perfect storm of high winds and dry conditions that scorched the historic town of Lahaina in Maui, burning much of this commercial and cultural hub to the ground. Maui's emergency chief Herman Undaya resigned during the disaster amid criticism for not sounding the emergency sirens typically used to signal tsunami warnings. Undaya defended the decision, saying tsunami warnings drive people inland, and in this case that meant straight into the fire. His resignation was officially due to health reasons. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Ecuadorians took to the polls on Sunday to choose a president and legislature they will hope lead the country out of a spiraling of violence and economic troubles after a campaign darkened by the murder of an anti-corruption candidate. Authorities have said that 100,000 police as well as military personnel will be on hand to guard polling places. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or find us online on your favorite social media platform. This is VOA News. Spanish Canary Island and tourist hotspot Tenerife is suffering its worst wildfire in decades, and firefighters have been battling overnight to bring them under control. From the Associated Press, we hear from Lawrence Brooks.
The fire in the north of the island has forced the evacuation or confinement of nearly 8,000 people. Regional officials say the latest efforts will be crucial in containing the fire. The Canary Islands have been in drought for most of the past few years, just like large parts of mainland Spain. The islands have recorded below average rainfall in recent years because of changing weather patterns impacted by climate change. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Pope Francis is expressing hope for a peaceful solution to the Niger crisis following the military coup there. From the Associated Press, Mimi Montgomery.
Addressing crowds in St. Peter's Square from his window, Pope Francis says he's following events in Niger, a country in crisis after a military coup, and prays for peace and stability in the Sahel region. Niger is now run by a new military regime that's in power after mutinous soldiers overthrew the country's democratically elected president, who's in house arrest. The military regime is rebuffing most dialogue efforts with external parties. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Local officials in central Mali say gunmen killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens of others in an attack on a village. They say that an unidentified armed man swept into the village of Yaru, shot civilians, set buildings afire, and stole cattle on Friday. Fans in Spain celebrated their country's historic first victory in the Women's World Cup as their side beat England 1-0 in the final, which was held in Sydney, Australia. That's Carmen Lorenzo, a Spanish fan, who says that 10 years ago, this would have been unimaginable. But there's a long way to go, as the victory is a great step forward, and she's proud of the team. The match capped off a tournament that has broken TV and attendance records and raised hopes of a surge of interest in the women's sport. Barbie has finally met her match at the box office. The AP's Margie Zeraletta rounds us out.
How could you get it to do that?
I think he likes me.
The DC superhero adventure Blue Beetle is the new champion with movie audiences. It earned $25.4 million domestically in its opening weekend, according to studio estimates. Barbie drops to second after 4 weeks at number one. Oppenheimer is third and picks up a new record, the biggest box office hit never to be number one, beating previous record holder Sing in 2016. Back to this week, the number four movie is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. The raunchy canine comedy Strays debuts at number five. I'm Margie.